This is a Hat Trick podcast.
Oh, lovely.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, listener. Welcome to London Pub Reviews. Today, I'm wearing the same jumper I wore when I went to the Haringey Arms, 153 Crouch Hill, N8, 9QH, nearest tube Crouch Hill rail. Of course, I've washed it since then. If I always wore the same jumper, which was never washed, people might think I was unclean, but in fact, I always wash my hands very thoroughly, particularly after toilet visits, after drinking all those fine ales. The Haringey Arms is a small and cosy Crouch End pub, modestly placed near the base of Crouch Hill, and on the overcast Saturday I happened by, it was filled with silence, occasional rustles, and placid old gents. Some of the patrons were seated quietly in twos at the bar. Others watched the televised horse racing out back. But, for the most part, they were reading the weekend papers, surrounded by snugs of newsprint. At the rear of the bar, a well-used coat rack is mounted for your convenience on the wall below the television. And, to the right of this, is a framed illustration of the bar interior. An older man was watching the horses with a green pen lodged firmly behind his ear. And, when the racing coverage was rudely disrupted by advertising material, he produced a remote control to mute the sound and reinstall some common sense. It was during one such quiet spell that a low, deep rumble was heard to emerge from the basement water pipes of my stomach. The other bar patrons heard it also, and, somewhat embarrassed, I pretended that a wide load truck had just passed outside on Crouch Hill, my hands making a show of gripping a large steering wheel before adjusting an imaginary rearview mirror. As the raised, straggly eyebrows turned slowly back to the day's headlines, I accepted the harsh fact that I hadn't actually eaten anything since the previous day. I was feeling fairly ravenous, and so I began to rub my belly, scanning the tables around me for pork scratching leftovers or crumbs of bacon bits. And then I noticed the man with a head like a fish. Oh. His body was perched on light crimson barstool cushioning, and his head was slightly hidden behind the walls of large newspaper pages. I watched as he turned the pages with a sound that resembled a shaken box of matches, and it was then he revealed his bulging eyes, each covered in a watery film that threatened to splish and slosh. I stared at his gills and his fat, slimy lips, and I felt like an urchin of the street who has his hands and greedy face pressed up to the window of a seafood takeaway. He was sitting just a few feet away, and carefully studying his face, I concluded that it most certainly resembled the succulent face of a fish. A fresh, delicious cod, in fact. Good pub food, cod. I was salivating like a bathroom mirror after a particularly hot shower, and, setting my pint glass down with a clonk noise, I moved towards Mr. Fishhead, licking and smacking my chops. His earlobe seemed particularly out of place for a fish, and I was looking for vinegar and other condiments as I attempted to wrap him up inside his newspaper. It was important that I wrapped him tightly, I thought, in order to seal in the heat and freshness. Then, once comfortably back behind my small round table, I could rip a small hole in the paper and dip my hand in for a chip. Where were the chips? My nose began sniffing about for chips, while my hands struggled desperately to rein in the old gent's torso and legs, which were leaping about within the jobs and money pages. As his bar stool was sent crashing to the floor, an eruption of crinkled newspaper resounded throughout the pub, followed by a thundering stampede of old dependable shoes. I was wrestled to the floor by strong white-haired, age-spotted arms. and the first carpet burns were applied to my nose just as the horses burst through the gate in the 8th at Sandown Park. London Pub Reviews was written and created by Paul Ewan and performed by Tim Key. The producer was Nick Coop. The executive producers were Claire Broughton and Andy Goddard, and it was a Hattrick production.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I chose Stick of the Dump by Clive King.
I've chosen Little Women by Louisa May Alcott.
I have chosen the book When Hitler Stole Pink Rabbit.
I have chosen My Friend Flicker.
Danny, Champion of the World.
The Seven Crystal Balls.
The Iron Man.
Claudine at St. Clair's.
The Guinness Book of Records.
I chose Ballyshoes.
And then I came across in the school library a copy of Treasure Island. I was terrified.
I'm Janet Ellis, and each week I invite a guest to come and chat with me about their favourite childhood book. They often bring along their own battered copy.
It's not at all as I remember it.
This is a celebration of reading.
I ended up reading it to my mum at home every night.
Because who doesn't still secretly check under the bed for monsters?
I knew that it was true.
Harbour secret desires to run off to the circus.
Riding like the wind into the purple hills. It really captured my imagination.
Twice Upon a Time. Follow us on Instagram at Twice Upon Pod for updates and guest news.
I want to read this book again and again and again and again and again.
Twice Upon a Time is a Hattrick podcast.